This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
We've just had an incredible experience on top of Victory Hill. We've now joined the PNG Defence Force and about to board a little rubber boat to head to an island off the coast of Wewak to find some interesting history.
So we're currently located on Mushu Island next to a Japanese naval gun that was used here during World War II in support of the defences around Wewak. Significant of this place is that during 1945, a small party of Australians landed on this island to conduct reconnaissance and identify the positions of these guns to support the fighting and the campaign around here. Whilst they were on here, the patrol was compromised. Numerous members of the patrol were killed. A couple were captured. Some tried to make their way to the mainland and were drowned. And one man made it back to the mainland in Wewak through the Japanese lines and then to the Australian lines and delivered his report. And that guy was called Sapper Dennis. He then, post the war, in the early 2000s, the local people made the Australian War Graves Commission aware that there was some Australians that were buried here on the island after they were captured by the Japanese and then summarily executed. These men were identified as members of that patrol from the Z Force, so Z Force being the precursor to two commander, SASR, Australian Special Forces. And he was then still alive, the identification and the interment of these men in Bamana War Cemetery in 2014. So after last time he saw his friends was 1945, and then he saw them next in 2014 when they're interred at Bamana, and they were the last known graves that were interned there back then. So, yeah.
It's Anzac Day today, obviously a day of reflection for people like yourselves. You know, looking around here and knowing that, you know, your brothers fought in a place like this, what comes to mind? How does that kind of resonate with you?
We probably walked about maybe 300-400 metres, 500 metres. We're all dripping with sweat. We're all pretty hot. We're all pretty tired. It's pretty impressive to see what those men did back in 1945 when they were carrying, you know, equipment and gear and all that sort of stuff. It's definitely sort of warms the soul, as it were, to know that they did that. That's our legacy, and we're here today sort of paying homage to that and then also conducting good things here in PNG as well, which is great.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
My name's Private Nikki Willis. I'm one of the cooks here, and yeah, I'm literally feeding an army.
Let's talk about that. How does that work? What does your day look like?
My day looks like, if you look around, you see big pots, big jugs of water, big knives. That's my day. A lot of potatoes to peel. And the boys love meat, so I'm constantly elbow deep, marinating meat, bashing meat, and yeah, just meat.
Now, Wewak's a lot further away from, IGA over in Garbutt. So how does it work for you, like, stocking up and preparing? Like, do you work on your menu, like, at the beginning of the week, or is it something that's long-term, or do you just kind of dig through the freezer and see what you got?
It's very, food is very limited up here, so we have to source our food a lot. We rely on the wonderful staff at the boutique hotel to help us out with a lot of the fresh meat and stuff like that. So we come with a menu set, but it all goes out the window when we come. So we got to rely on barbecues a lot of stewing, a lot of grilling. There's not a lot of cheese or dairy, so they miss out on lasagna, sadly, which I'm really good at making.
There's one thing that's obviously a unique ingredient up here you're probably not seeing in Townsville as much, is crocodile. I was at the boutique last night, had a green curry crocodile tail, I guess, soup kind of thing. It was incredible. Yep. You were mentioning today it's on the menu for lunch too.
It is. So I haven't done it in a curry yet, but the boys have been loving it. They've only been eating it for 2 weeks, and every time we put it out, it goes straight away. We just cover it in garlic and butter, or we just put a honey soy garlic on it. Everything's garlic up here. And then no vampires up here. And then we just skewer it and grill it, and yeah, they love it. It's a good source of protein for them. I personally am not into it. It's a bit too tough for me. It's definitely a workout for the jaw.
What would you tell your past self to maybe prepare yourself for, or I don't know, what's your inner monologue going on?
I've crossed a line, whereas like I can no longer cook for two people. I only have it in me to cook for 500 people at once. So if I make for myself spaghetti bolognese at home, I'm eating it for 3 weeks because I only know how to cook in bulk. So that would probably, yeah, it's probably that.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
Brigadier, congratulations, mate. That was a dawn service that I'm definitely going to remember for the rest of my life. Looking out over the Bismarck Sea, we have this huge storm rolling in. It must really kind of bring things home. It makes it quite a somber but powerful moment.
Yeah, it's the weather has certainly added to it. And I think as I was going up to speak, I actually thought this... It's hard enough to fight here, but this is the weather that they would have been fighting in. It's also key to remember that when we talk about Ted Kenner's Victoria Cross, it's only about 10 to 15 days later than what we're talking now. So this is the weather that they would have been fighting through at this time. I've also got to say, what an amazing effort from the 1st Battalion Royal Australian Regiment, Major Tom Foley and his team, for putting together such a beautiful dawn service. And it's great to see local dignitaries out here. Interesting seeing some of the expats just never been here before and turning up to take part in this service. It's a real privilege to be here.
Seeing the Japanese tunnel, which, you know, has been bricked up by a giant white marble slab, it almost looks like. Underneath there, just miles of tunnels. This place still holds so much power.
Yeah, and I think also what's important, this relationship's so important. You see the soldiers standing in the middle of the rain to get photos with each other after the service. That's real mateship between these two battalions from PNG in Australia. An important location for us as a nation. But... incredibly important in terms of our relationship with PNG.
And mate, can I quickly just wrap things up here? You've decided to make me a lovely cup of coffee because, you know, you're a true friend. A little different than the one I'd probably would pick up over at Otto's.
Gunfire. There's a little tap of gunfire in there for you. An Anzac tradition, mate.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
We found ourselves at a school on the base. A lot different to maybe Ryan or Kelso or a school you'd be used to here in Townsville. There's no windows, things are open. The building's dilapidated, but one thing I can take from being here is these kids are very happy too. The uniforms are in pristine condition, even though a lot of shoes aren't being worn. And the ground is just dirt. One thing I can see is a lot of pride in the school. Let's see if we can find some of these kids to have a chat to. Hi, everybody. Hello.
My name is Claire Ma, Mrs. Ma.
Mrs. Ma, where are we right now?
You are at Moi Mbarek Junior High School.
So how many students have we got here today?
We have from elementary all the way up to grade 10. It's roughly about more than 1,500 plus, yeah, 1,500 students.
Now, are these kids from the neighbouring villages? Is it from the soldiers? Where are these kids from?
These kids, they are from the Solia and the surrounding community, Moim Village. And some came outside as far as Moim Junction and in towns.
Wow. Do you love being a part of this community?
Yes, I love being part of this community.
What are you hoping the kids take away from being here at school with you?
The students, they love, they learn so many things inside the classroom, both in and outside, and they play, they enjoy themselves here.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
Hey, I'm Lance Corporal Ali Baroudi from 1RAR.
Lance Corporal, obviously pretty important week when it comes to Anzac Day. A lot of soldiers based up here in Wewak in northern Papua New Guinea. Yep. What does a week like this mean to you?
Oh, everything. So it commemorates all the fallen soldiers in the past. It commemorates everything all the boys have done in the past, all that stuff. It's a great experience to be overseas during Anzac Day with Aussie troops deployed.
Now, mate, where's home for you originally?
Home originally for me is Bankstown, New South Wales. And I moved up to Townsville beginning of 2022.
Did you jump on the Cowboys when you made it through there, mate? Are you jumping fully into the culture that way?
Still a Bulldogs fan.
Oof. Righto, we'll leave that one there. Big shout out to anyone back home that you'd like to make mention to?
Shout out to my missus, shout out to my old man, and shout out to Bankstown, the good old area. Gotta love it.
Got to ask as well too, is it hard serving overseas? You've got such a rich history. I heard that you've served over in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Papua New Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something you get used to? Do you miss your bed? Do you miss lying on your own pillow?
Somewhat, but it's the job and you love it. Different races, different nationalities, different militaries, and it's great working alongside them. So, yeah.
Mate, you're being heard right across Queensland on the Rush Hour. Can I ask maybe a little shout out to servicemen and women that may be in a similar position to you, maybe about to head overseas for the first time or maybe thinking about joining the service? You got a message for everybody?
Yeah, 100%. Duty first, boys. Get amongst it. It's good stuff.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty in the Pacific. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
Brigadier, can you talk to us a little bit about the terrain, the jungle here?
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, the denseness of this jungle and how hard it is to move. And we've got this great team from two RPIR in front of us hacking a track with machetes for us. It's amazing. And, you know, in Paul Hamm's history of Kokoda, he talks about the fact that as soldiers were shipping out of Sydney and Melbourne to come to Kokoda, and they didn't know where they were going at that stage, and the sensors wouldn't tell them where they were deploying to. But as he says, they would never even seen photos of the terrain in New Guinea. So you can imagine when they arrive in Moresby and they look up into the Owen Stanleys and they see this, and then imagine that first day on the track, which is very similar to this, that they're off to fight a war and it's hard enough just to walk.
I can only imagine, you know, walking through here, trying to keep it quiet as well too and stay alive. Wow.
Yeah, it's just hard enough to keep your feet on the ground, right?